He tackled an urgent matter of great significance to Cornell and to the country as a whole, a matter with fundamental educational, intellectual, and political implications, namely, the challenge to science posed by religiously based opposition to evolution, described in its current form as intelligent design. Rawlings began by quoting the Discovery Institute. "The scientific theory of intelligent design holds that certain features of the universe and of living things are best explained by an intelligent cause, not an undirected process such as natural selection. Note, intelligent design theory does not claim that the intelligent cause must be a divine being or a higher power or an all-powerful force." Rawlings went on to argue, despite the disclaimer he had just quoted, that ID is at its core a religious belief. "In contrast to ID," Rawlings said, "evolutionary theory says nothing about the existence or non-existence of God." As an example of how best to respond to ID's assault on science and reason, he cited the 1896 magnum opus of Cornell's co-founder, Andrew Dixon White. White's History of the Warfare of Science with Theology and Christendom claimed that after centuries of Christian opposition to science, people were finally witnessing the last expiring convulsions of the old theologic theory, as Darwinism swept away outworn creeds and noxious dogmas. Yet historians have known for decades that White's warfare metaphor is seriously misleading. Before Darwin, science and theology in Christendom generally got along quite well. Indeed, most of the time they were mutually supportive. Serious conflict erupted only after 1859, and then only because Darwinism declared war on traditional Christianity. The Christian Tradition. As of 2005, Christianity had far more adherents than any other religion in the world. About 33% of the world's 6.5 billion people identify themselves as Christians, and half of those are Roman Catholics. About 21% of the world identify themselves as Muslims, 12% as non-religious, 14% as Hindus. Buddhists are 6%, Jews 0.23%, other religions 12.6%, and atheists 2%. Traditional Christianity is not the same as young earth creationism. The three major branches of Christianity, Roman Catholicism, Eastern Orthodoxy, and Protestantism, hold some basic affirmations in common, but belief in a literal six-day creation and 6,000-year-old earth is not one of them. Christians are traditionally united not only by the Old and New Testaments, but also by the creedal affirmations that, 1. There is one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. 2. For our salvation, God became incarnate in Jesus Christ, who is truly God and truly man, with a human nature consisting of a soul and body like us in all respects, except for sin. And 3. God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, the giver of life.